Sasha for the stack.
That's another thing you have to do.
Sasha for the stack.
Okay, we have Grace, Janet, and Sasha. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, so listening to what everyone said, I made some modifications to this motion I put forward, which could be considered a to-do list, whatever. I'm just trying to move this process forward. Anyway, here's the wording. That we recommend that the audit committee tentatively accept the wording of the 2012 RFE with the following modifications. One, that all the statistics about Pacifica be updated. Two, that the services to be performed be modified to include any services required to complete the 2015 audit and anything else we currently need, and any other specific services we currently need. And then three, that the final wording be compared with whatever RFP wording has been suggested by the CFO. Four, that the CFO, that if the RFP, I'm still writing this, that if the RFP, the CFO has already sent out, differs from the audit committee RFP, that differs from the final audit committee RFP, that those firms be sent the audit committee's suggested RFP as an update. Okay, and then that the modifications and CFO version be brought back to the audit committee at its next meeting on Tuesday, April 11th, 2017, by the audit committee chair.
Okay, so are you resending that?
I can. Yes.
Okay. Number
four. We'll treat that like the amendment from, as if it's the amendment from Nancy Sword. Okay?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And then somebody else.
Janet.
Yes.
Go ahead, Janet. Janet, on the stack.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're next on the stack, and then Sasha. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. I think that the sending whatever the anything that's revised, the RFP revised to whoever was sent the CFO RFP is kind of getting ahead of the game, or, you know, it doesn't have to be dealt with now because we don't have the RFP for the audit committee yet. So I have a substitute motion for the whole thing, which is...
Okay.
That the audit committee chair obtain the RFP used by the CFO, compare it to the 2012 RFP, come up with a combined version of the best of both with updated statistics, and present it at the April 11th committee meeting for approval. And I'm sending it now.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. I'm going to send mine out anyway, just in case anyone wants it.
And Sasha for the stack.
Yes, Sasha, you were next. That's right.
Thank you very much. I think the way this proposal of Janet's reads is that the chair is going to need to compare it to the 2012 RFP. It says that the audit committee chair obtained the RFP used by the CFO, compare it to the 20, I think it says the audit, it should be the audit committee compare it to the 2012 RFP. And if we can make that change, I'd be much happier with this, because I was going to say that I absolutely do not think that as a matter of course we should be sending out a different proposal to the firms that the CFO sent one to. Pacifica has a reputation, as I understand it, as being very difficult. And so if we have a request for a proposal that is sent by the chief financial officer, and then the audit committee says, no, ignore that, here's ours, it just paints the picture of why we're difficult, and I don't think it should be done unless we really felt that something absolutely needed to be changed. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden is back. Janet, I'm sending out my substitute motion with Sasha's suggestion.
Okay, thank you. Had you sent the other one yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I've got to look for another one. Thank you. Nancy Sorden?
Well, I'm just kind of responding to what Sasha was, Sasha's point, and that is, what my concern is that what are these audit firms, are they going to recognize receiving a request for proposal for an audit? Are they going to recognize it coming from the CFO of a company rather than from the audit committee? And I don't think they're – so, I mean, I think – we would actually be, and we could word it to say that it was, you know, it was an oversight or something like that. So something that like an oversight that we are correcting, and I think that we might be looked on more favorably if we did that. That's my concern, is that they would be scratching their heads like, why are we getting this RFP for an audit from the CFO when he's one of the people, you know, part of the thing that's part of the persons that's their work that's going to be audited.
Janet.
Okay, wait, excuse me. This is William. We're past time. I'm going to say that we will adjourn right after we read and vote on the substitute motion, and if needed, well, then vote on, if it passes, it'll be the main motion. If not, then we have to vote on Grace's motion. I'll give you one more comment, Janet. Well, I said we're out of time. I'll give Janet and Nancy, and then we go into votes.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if an audit firm would think it's appropriate to receive an RFP from a CFO or from management anyway. But I think it is something that should be looked at and dealt with. But I don't think we can do it tonight. So. In the Nancy, what I'm talking about, Nancy's concern.
Okay. Nancy's Baranatomi, was it?
Yes. Thank you, Nancy Sorden, and thank you, Janet. Yes. It's embarrassing, but I mean, I think we should be honest and say if they got, and then I think, you know, about getting the companies that the CFO sent to and Bell Closer sent to already. This is embarrassing, and it's not correct. But I mean, we have to be honest and we have to trudge on. But the other thing, and I'm almost going to forget it. What is it? Oh shoot, did I forget it? Oh yes, I think this committee should give and agree to a plea to the management to let the audit do their work, because of this, we're going to be doing some companies might be getting two different requests for proposals, and don't send any more companies. I mean, just let us do it, or send us the companies that they want us to send to, but don't be having companies receiving two different RFPs, or something, an RFP from a from the management who's going to be checked by the auditor company. It's just crazy. Okay, so I move that we agree to ask William to ask the management not to do any more, not to send any more.
I had said that we were out of time.
I believe that last item speaks to a motion that was tabled that we're voting on next meeting.
Well, nothing that gets tabled returns unless it's approved to be returned. So it's not an automatic through another meeting, whoever that is. Speaking
no, it's
out of
different.
Turn. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
Okay, Nancy, and then after this, we're going to go. We're going to vote on the two possible motions from Janet and Grace. Go ahead.
I mean, I think this is. I mean, this is a critical thing here. I mean, what do we do with firms that have already responded to the RFP? You know,
We do not send them another one. That's simple.
Sasha, if I may, what the law says that was passed in 2004, it does not say anything about who should be asking for proposals. Not one word. It just says that the officers may not serve on the committee, but it says on the audit committee, but it says absolutely nothing, not one word that I see here about who can request a proposal. So I don't know that it's against the law for an officer of the organization to ask for a proposal. It's up to us to review it. Thank you. And I think before we start worrying about that and sending out other proposals, that we find out what the law is on this.
Janet.
Okay. Now, no, I'm sorry. We're going to go to a vote now. On Janet's substitute motion, we're going to get dragged off into all things. We'll be here till 11:30 at night. And new motions. We're voting on the Janet substitute motion. And possibly Grace's motion. Okay, so Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you call the roll?
But point of information?
Oh, let's read her motion again one more time.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
So I'm wondering whether, was it just the CFO or was it the CFO and the IED that sent out the RFP?
We don't know that. It looks like it's the CFO, but it doesn't matter. We're going to try to get from them what it is. We'll know. And then if I do any meshing of things, that's still going to be evaluated by the whole committee and maybe much changed. We'll see. So let's.
All right, shall I read it?
Janet, could you read your substitute motion?
Right. That the audit chair obtain the RFP used by the CFO, compare it to the 2012 audit committee's RFP, come up with a combined version of the best of both with updated statistics, and present it at the April 11th committee meeting for approval.
Thank you. Okay, Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you call the roll on that substitute motion?
Okay, KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha, can I hear you?
No.
Sasha, no. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet Coburn, yes. Ahmad Anderson, oh, he's not here. KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace Aaron, yes. Dorothy Rake, oh, she's not here. Okay, Jamie Gomez.
Abstain.
Jamie?
Abstain.
Jamie abstains. Okay, KPFT, Wesley Bethune. Wesley? I cannot hear you, Wesley. Okay, Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia? I cannot hear you. Okay, Nancy Sabar and Adi Tomy, myself. I vote yes. Okay, William Heerwagen.
Yes.
William Heerwagen votes yes. Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
Yes, Frank votes yes. And Nancy Sorden from WPFW.
Yes.
Was that yes?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. Drag it out like Southerns do. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Yes is Janet Coburn, yes. Grace Aaron, that's two, yes. And Nancy Sabar and I told me, yes, that's three. William Heerwagen, that's four.
Hey, you didn't get my vote, did you?
No, I didn't. Then, hurry up.
I vote yes.
Wesley votes yes. Is there anybody else that's trailing? I mean, Venetia Patel Adams. Dorothy already left. Ahmad already left. Okay. All right, let me count again. Yes is Janet, Grace, Wesley, Nancy Sabar and Artomi, William Heerwagen, Frank Lefevre, and Nancy Sorden as seven. The seven yeses. No, Sasha. One no. Okay. And any abstentions? Yeah, one abstention. That's Jamie. Okay, seven yes, one no, and one abstention.
Okay. Okay, so that substitute motion passes. Now we just, for formality's sake, vote on it one more time as the main motion. Same motion, just that now it's the main motion. Could you call the roll again?
Are there any objections?
Good point. Are there any objections? All right. Thank you, Nancy. That was great. No objections on the main motion. The substitute motion has the main motion. And we are adjourned. See you on the 11th.